Shir Lamed Zayin and Bava Kama continued. Yud Beis Tevis Heitov Shemim Gimel, December 28th, 1982, on Tuesday continued.
Okay, ولی میخواد که چیزا که این رو خیلی بینید بچه این که میبید بیشته ایش داره سودن اینکه دستان پیل نیست در توانی بی هست دیست کسیشن و اینکه یخشه این سو ایز نه دستان دست شو ده چی من نوست مکی هم بخ بیمه سودن که دبال خیلی که نبیگیم فرمایی دنسان پیل نیست because when we can say you go to Shimen מוציא את דסוד שלך באחרינו את דסוד שלך באחרינו and things so the main way and we cannot say so what is this discussion but let the Mekei Achrishi let Mekei Achrishi say let Mekei Achrishi say in Yepshim Dakonis Chachoshi what is the Mekei Achrishi say in Yepshim Dakonis Chachoshi I mean that's Rashi Shite, and the Raya is from this Gemara of Shite. So then, whose detriment will it be? If the Mekei Achrishi will say what Shaka Lechachamim. Then the Baal Chayit will have to be Teirei, have Mekei Achrishi. So it's to the detriment of Mekei Achrishi. So you cannot say Mekei Achrishi, you cannot say you have to be Lechon Zachon. Rashi Shite, the Rishi, he said that the Rishi was Mishte Ishtar. So then, and even though this is the famous, that the Kiyachini has mispossession. He is not the sudden that is Lokha Bachem. He is not the sudden that is Lokha Bachem. So
Because the Indians is not about Reino.
متفخر مثل دست خاصی به خیلی بریزی این سپنیت رشی سو شیمی که نت سیدی ها چیزا کنیز خسابی why? Because it's hard بخیره it's hard you can say یهش بسانیز خسابی so that means and even though he makes it up for the pain of his voice but the pain of his voice takes his voice so that was the result he was going to waiting so in many ways so who suffer waiting to suffer so it's Avachine so in many ways according to Rashi so Shimon when he is he cannot say Yerush Lakonis Chachomim but according to the Levi he can say Yerush Lakonis Chachomim even though it will be to the detriment of Levi. There's Mashiachim, Yimorim, Mabakamim. Here, Yimorim has referenced the case of Yochanan Kiyah, witness with the Boyes, Vishinovigas, the Lamor. So, in other words, he cannot make a lot of the things in Boyes, the Yachish. So, what can he say? Yachin HaKodesh Chachamim, and I don't give up anything. But he cannot do that. So, that's the Machlekes with the Mubarim and Rashi. So, Rashi accepts the first parents of the Mubarim also. And the Rishi only accepts the second Taretz in the Avanus, in the Rishi, not the first one. So that's one. Now, then, let's see the Rashi. I still haven't reached the other Rashi, which indicates that Rashi agrees with the oneness of the Rosh, that the Chavadushim had in the day. I mean, not as the Rishi's oneness as a part of Rashi, there is no such principle. Now, let's see. Rosham is any, and Rosham is any, the high world, so maybe, נשים הם בין ששארכם דולר ארון ונשום אסתם ידעס ושמובו בינס ושמיה כי הוא תחות ובינס ושמיה בינס ובינס ג'רום אבן שרחות ובינס ושמיה בינס ובינס ג'רום אבן עד לא לוקח תוך לעשות בינס ונכנס לתח הסכום בינס ונשפט את החיים בינס בכל זמן שארץ ונשמובו בינס ונזס God, so it is machine and weakness is day. So Rashi spells it out this means that suppose Shiva is a Sode that Shiva has in his possession is a Sode of weakness and who has the Sode in his name? So in the Bafei that is win, the Bafei can come to Shiva and say, You have the circle of weakness. So the weakness, I need to collect from the circle of weakness. But then, she will say, since what is about this, I need the weakness, the weakness is not the weakness. Weakness is the possession of my weakness. So you can tell me, no, the Chavash Shabbat. He doesn't use the expression of Chavash Shabbat. But Rashi says so. Hilta, what the weakness machine of weakness is. Normally, after the Kach to Kolasovitz, the Nichzatz to Tach HaSchubi, the Nishtad of Bechim, the whole Zman Shehem Tzom Nishon Ubei, Ech Mechokmu, the Latriach is slain. I don't want to bother to go to a second Nikiah and collect from the Soviet that circulated twice his words. I don't want to do it. The Latriach is slain. She Nach we work in midways. We are not in midways. Quote of the Lady Gave. He gave him a return for Shimon, Mishon Ruben. That was curious. He was waiting as a lady. No one will have to actually be waiting. She didn't need all that. The other time he was left alone and waiting as soon as Ruben. So we see that Rashi agrees with the oneness of the Rosh. And the Bachasvati mentions this Rashi. So, what is the parents and the Rosh? Why is he massacred on the Rosh? That's why he says, such a strange connection, such a strange principle in Rashi, the answer is, Yom Shishlomi did not have this skill in Rashi, the way we have. Alright, so, we are Priyach as Lomi, she Priyach will not give me names. What's on the way we gave him? She gave him a Nitsa. The Nitsa is on Shile. We shall not be known as a Dubius. Because it is the lady. Those are the Kachra, she could be famous. She could be good for the Abbot actually won't believe in the baby and soon the woman. Miachet is the Dubius. So he of our Chiv, the woman, laughs in our ladies. He will stand and say, how she bought him, what she gave the Chiv. But he was the Dubius. Also, when the woman about Chiv, he was a Rabbon with the good name of how much he is in our Chiv. He is a Chiv, 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 he is a as you say. So the question is not here. Even if we say that circulating twice is something that is already in possession of the second is considered Nishibot. It's actually something that circulated only once in transfer. So why is a discretionary with the Lachay? What's a mistake there? What's a mistake there? So otherwise, whatever is to his advantage. So in let's say, Shimon has this ruyas, so it is the advantage of the Lachay to collect from the Kiyashim in the Bainanes, so that he can collect from the Kiyashim in the Bainanes. And in Shimon has ruyas, so it's to the advantage of the Lachay to collect from the Kiyashim. He can collect from the Kiyashim. But why should he be able to collect the Bainanes from the Kiyashim at all? He cannot collect Ilias from the Kiyashim. He can also collect Zibulias from the Kiyashim. Let him collect Zibulias from the Kiyashim. And if one of us should want something here from the Hailing, even if he thinks that he has to collect Zibulias, that's Ashish Ashish. So what is the Tarez? The Tarez is it's not money. So Ashish says, Vins are people from Hailing. So, open the Hosim. Relative to the Balchay, the Balchay can say there are no two types of sonnets in some of the Chayim and some of the Shibot. There are only in Chosim Shibot. So in other words, relative to the Balchay, everything is in Chosim Shibot. Whether it circulates, as long as the sonnet circulated in transfer, it came out of the possession of the Chayim. So it's only in Chosim Shibot. Vis-a-vis the Balchay, everything is in Chosim Shibot. So in other words, the Balchay can decide whether to be there. So, if he wants to be there from the solubilities of the Kira Cheney, so he can be there. But, Mashiach came, when the Balkhain wants to be there from the Kira Cheney, but the Kira Cheney says, when the Kiyach Mishin says, go from the Yehmer from the Kiyach Shemi, because the sort of things to which you are entitled is the possession of the Kiyach Shemi. So then, it's a question between the Kiyach Mishin and the Kiyach Shemi. So when the Kiyach Shemi acquires his schools that to say to the Kiyach Rishon, relative to you, so the subject that is my possession, that circulated twice in transfer, so is the Chosim Shevodim, and yours is the Chosim Lechayim. This is what Rashi is saying. So Rashi narrowed yours in the Sukkot, and brings in the oneness of the Rosh, whether Rashi will also, and brings in the oneness of the Rosh, in the other oneness, that the Machlekes between the Rosh, and Aces, and whether in general in Malchus can say to the Ravens, I am entitled to Ravens, but I don't want Ravens. I want that as a glorious. So the Rosh says that the Rosh can say, you want to glorious? I also want to be glorious. Unless he indicated that he said, under certain circumstances, he is willing to part. So the Rosh, that's the Rosh here. And this is his family. So we have no Hechra. That Rashi is means with that one the Sukkot. So it might be that Rashi is in basis, but nevertheless, if Rashi means Bishlei or Bishlei, there is a Hechrach for the oneness of the Chavish Bin. Because otherwise, so the one of Hatzmizegi or Hatzmizegi will be counter to the Roshite that the Malchemis, the Malchemis is not as high to collect on the Bodhis. He's not the guy for his goodness, unless the Rebbe already is king of his goodness, his goodness, to pass through his goodness, and get the price of his goodness coming. So, of course, because of that cheating, so he has a hachla for his goodness. But if Hashem was the king of the other sheep of God, there was no hachla. All right, so you need no hachla. But Hashem could So take the So you have no idea you're doing this yet. So take the Zipporah's right now. Mishaskes. So instead of throwing the Mishaskes, Mishaskes, give him Chizeta. So it's told by the Potatis to say that. Why? Because this is the Chitose. That you never say that you, because this is here, you will come here, and you use the Chitose of Rashi. But you never have the Kashi, you often talk to Mama in the Roche. So you go to the Mishkan David. But we couldn't say, but when the Basic couldn't say, the Gela couldn't say, the Gela from the Basic couldn't say, you think Zibonius, because I am the patient, but we doesn't wish down Zibonius, to not make him the Basic. You couldn't say that you would be it. The Gela of the Basic couldn't say that you would be it. Why? Because the Gisela, so. The Rosh Hashanah, however, is to account for it. What is the Rosh Hashanah? The Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah Shem. That the same Shaskes that can be applied to the Mishot, that the Keach can say to the Mishot, Exodus Mishot, so the same Shaskes, he can say to the Mishot, and to the Mishot, that's basically she that's the Rosh Hashanah, and that's basically she did in Sukkot. So, what she did mean, so when the Kashi was born, it's all the shape to explain. Now, we discussed in the war of the Shaskis before the Hanukkah days. So we saw that there was a relative between Rashi and Tetzes on the Kabbalah of Monet. And the war of the Tetzes to Sukkot, and we have a call between Rashi and Tetzes on the Kabbalah of Monet. So there are two types of Shaskis. One source of Shaskis is based on Kamor, after the concept of Kamor, the other source of Shaskis is based upon the work of the building. I have to do the job. The situation is such that one of these can force the settlement upon the other one. There are certain situations, like Shlit, Swedish, both are equally loaded, or both are equally unloaded. So that will break the rule. Let them fight all the time. So our key is that this forces the mystery settlement, because there is no other solution. So here too, in view of the fact that we take a hand to a service doing something that will prejudice the rights of the reason of the Bahrain, so in many ways he can force him to settlement, because he is entitled to the Indians. He is entitled to the reason, he is entitled to the Indians. But the Kibach has the alternative of forcing him to take Zibonius. So in other words, so he suggests a compromise. So in many ways he has the schools to force the Kedah has the schools to force the Masi, the Nizek, into a compromise, because he's giving up something. But the basis of the war settlement, because which is implicit in the Zakosu, the Makas of Yuma has a shot. But the Sheikh of the Rosh Hashanah is that the same justice that the Kedah can say to the Exposition, the Nisho, what the Olympic Supreme. So if the Kiyach can say to the Mizek and the Mohei, you take the Zibonius, he can say to the Mizek. Why? Because it's not to return the Shtar Zibonius to my Mechel. Then you will be forced to take the Zibonius. So in many ways, I stay in the shoes of my Mechel, and I acquire all the potential schools, all the potential values of my Mechel. Seeing the Mekiyach can invest his Mechel with that right, so in many ways, the Mekiyach acquires this right on the basis of Papa Chavish and Chikos, which is the woman. So the Kashi means, according to the sheet of the world, which follows the sheet of the world, so why does he, so why did he not say, So, that's the last thing you can do with the company. Why can't you do the company when you're done? שהוא מובן מיליאות משימס, זה קוראים שתם בבחי, אם הוא תקורק את הסי של מיליאות, לא אין כאן את כל הדבר. אבל כמובן של מיליאות, בסוף מיליאות, בבחיית מיליאות, בבחיית זאת, כמובן מיליאות שימן, בגלל שפור שיהיו כאילו תשימן, בפור חיסון בסוף מיליאות. To me, why we still have the same languages together with the same languages? So my Lech Hashim is becoming justice. According to Rosh Shiteh, this is Shiteh, Iksubes, Ishaskes, Sinis is beyond. So Shiteh will tell you, it's beyond the fact it's beyond it, to force you to take the languages. So then I'm forcing you right now. I'm forcing you right now, according to some language. So I have the same right. So that's one of the, so that's a gashi, and it's only the shimmies who are explaining the Aruchos Shaskes. These are people who say that the same kind of Shaskes as the Shaskes, these are the expressions. So the Ramban says that the Aruchos Shaskes is not the scoops and it's not the forcefulness. And the pshat in Shaskes is not being threat. In other words, the Nikkeach has an answer. In other words, he can act like a good lawyer. And he can tell, he can show, if he's a good lawyer, he's a Nikkeach. So he can prevail upon the exposition. And he can say, I mean, he can prevail upon the Nisha and upon the Bokhay. And the problem is that you can tell them, why are you so upset? Therefore, I am I'll greatly give you the words. So you don't have to call it in the desert. You don't have to do anything. But if you'll be stubborn and you'll insist upon it, yes, because it's not a thing, it's not a thing, so then I'll be told to start the four years. So you'll say, like I said, that. So we say, no, but you lose. What will we gain by agreeing to get the words right now? In other words, by agreeing to get the words right now, so we'll save time, you don't have to go to the Torah. But if you don't take into the words, then you have to go to the Torah, and I can, in the meantime, until best will force me to pay you, so I can return the Shpanzibuyas tomorrow, and you'll be wasting your time. So that way, he can use that as an argument to induce, to persuade the Nizek to take the Shpanzibuyas. It's only a threat. So the eye of the Ramban is that it's only a threat from this Gemara. The Ramban and Muhammad. We went over before the Hanukkah invasion inside. sing justice vis-à-vis Schlesinger, and he can sing justice vis-à-vis Musikin on the basis of the first settlement. But vis-à-vis Valheim, there is no time of justice. So there is no kashe according to Rashi, but according to today's regime, the truth is that it's the same justice vis-à-vis as vis-à-vis Schlesinger. So the kashe is, why would we not say that Moshe Batrini is a person, so then he can collect, the Batrini can collect from Levi. But what Levi said, suppose we try to collect things from my Mecher, then my Mecher would tell me Shaskes, and he could give you, he could force you to take the money. So Mama Chavish Mishini goes to Shnom Yodin, I'm also going to collect, I'm also going to send you to my Mecher and to collect the money from him. You know you won't be able to go in Venus. That's the cash. So, Shimon Betzes, and they say that according to the thesis in Xubes, and so they have to say that this Gemara of Kudosh Barak of this Shimon has reference to the case of Yasmin. As the Gemara say, the rest took it. In the case of Yasmin, it's not Chayach to say about Rame. Because it's like he's saying Shimon Karkala Habis Sabir. So anyway, according to this, she can see that there is a ruch of Shaskes, since he's muted to return the Shtar Zibonis, so maybe he can force the Mitek to take Zibonis. So this demonic that Rudy Shabakos Mitek Mishino has witnessed in the case where the Levi died. So Mele, so Shimon doesn't have which where Rubin died. So Mele, where Rubin died. So Mele, so he has no alternative of returning the Shtar Zibonis to God. So that's why you have to say that in Reviach, this is the Kabose, so then the Valkyrie can be given from Levi. Mashiach, if Rubin is alive, so since Shimon has no alternative to return the Shtar Zibonis to God, so Mele Levi acquires all the potential rights of Shimon. So even if Reviach being in the Kabose, so he still could not collect from it. That's what the Bezer Shem said. According to the Shem, who is bringing the Shita of the Rosh and the Shita of Tzitzis and Tzitzis.
Shir Lamed Ches and Bava Kama Yudal Teves Heitav Shemem Gimel, December 30th, 1982, on Thursday.
Now, last time, so it was mentioned that Rashi in Ksubes says the same thing that the Rosh says. In other words, that even that we say Rotzo Mizegive, Rotzo Mizegive, in other words, Yichak Toshibudi, even in respect to Yiddish. Because Rashi says Rotzo Mizegive, Rotzo Mizegive, Yochon Yisayim Ve'ozo. The Zobin Levi Mishimen Beinis Sheshibut Balchiv Oleov Lishovak Beinis Mishal Ruben Itzal Shimen Hilka Chotzo Ligveis Mishimen Idias is gave Dom Alei Ato Lekachto Kolasodis Vimichnasto Tachas Ruben Lishtabik Lechevi Vichol Zman Shemtso Mishal Ruben Etzel Chaklum Leatriach Es Levi Sheniach Vimokim Ligveis Chotzo Levi gave. So we see that Rashi Shite is like the Rosh. Not as the Mashal says, the Yamshel Shleimei, that what the Rosh says is not true in Rashi. Because the Rosh is forced to come to that conclusion because of the Roshite that we don't say that inasmuch as a Balchiv is entitled to Alpidin to collect Beinness, so Yesh Bechal Musayim Moneh, if he wants to collect Zibur, yes he can. No, on the contrary, though, on the contrary, the Rosh says, if the Baal Chayiv demands from the Levi Ziboyes, so the Levi can say to the Baal Chayiv, you want Ziboyes, I also like Ziboyes. You can only take payments. But when the Gemara says, Im kein rato kriche shel Baal Chayiv, so that is in that specific case where the Levi already offered to give him Ziboyes ki yukeru kamei. So he indicated his readiness is to part with the Ziboyes. So Mele cannot say, I want to keep the Ziboyes for myself. But if he didn't indicate his readiness to part with the Ziboyes, then the Baal Chayiv cannot demand Ziboyes. We don't say Yesh b'chol mosayim money here. He's entitled to readiness. And the same thing, the Rosh says, Ligabe Nizek. The Nizek cannot say to the Mazik, I am entitled to Yiddies, I want Beinness or Ziboyes, because the Mazik can tell him, you want Beinness or Ziboyes, I want to keep it for myself, give it myself. But only in the case where he already indicated his intention to pass. I mean, that's what the Yamshu Shlomo says. But Rashi Suves says explicitly, like the Rosh. But it seems, superficially it appears, that Rashi Suves goes even much farther than the Rosh. Because the Rosh, let's see the Lashon of the Rosh. In paragraph Dalet, in the Rosh. So the Rosh says like this. Vidavke pirshe Rashi. The sixth big line in the Rosh. Vidavki, very good, Dalit. Vidavki, Piyosh Rashi, the Rosh gave him his Ziboye Shebiachim. Abu Midias Ligov, Abu Gavshi, Rik Shibudei, Vishime Nich Nastachas Ruve, Vichol Schu Shoyo Leviso Deiso, Uchshoyo Yubiad Ruve, Imochabinus, Balchim, gave him his Ziboye, so Adin Shimename. So he says that Rashi emphasized Davke Miziboyes, Rotsa Mizegeve, Rotsa Mizegeve. So that means, in the case of Ruben Shem Mochakol, so days of Lishimen, Viholach Shimen, so Ruben had Idias Benes Miziboyes, and Mochakol, so days of Lishimen, Viholach Shimen, Mochasoda Achas Levi, which saw the Benes, and he retained the Idias and the Ziboyes in his possession, Shimen. So then, Rotsa Mizegeve, he can be given from the Ziboyes. But suppose the Baal Chayiv says to Shimon, listen, I don't want to be given Ziboyes because I have the right to collect from Beinness. Now, you don't have the Beinness, you give it away to Levi. I don't want to go to Levi. I don't want to bother and go to Levi now. And see, so you don't have the Beinness, so let me take that which is better than Beinness. Why should I take Ziboyes, which is inferior to Beinness? So that Rashi emphasizes, and Rashi says, no, Chotzo Mishimen gave him Ziboyes. Good. This Domalei Adbal Dvorim Didiat Dishokalt Kule Nichse Deruv. Why can't the Baal Chayiv say to Shimon, Adbal Dvorim Didiat Dishokalt Kule Nichse Deruv? You have Idias and Ziboyes. Beinness you don't have. Hichakto Shibudi, it's your fault that I cannot collect the Beinness from you. That's in the possession of Levi. I don't want to take that which is less than what I am entitled. So, since I cannot take that to which I'm entitled, so let me take that which is better, which is still in your possession. Let me take the Idias, because the Hakto Shibudi. So, that Rashi emphasizes, no, because of the Hakto Shibudi, he cannot take something better than what he is ordinarily entitled to. Idias, but only Ziboyes. So this is what the Rosh says. Vidavke Pirsha Rashi, the Rosh gave him Ziboyes of Yachimen, Abu Midias Loikomi. Aval Gav Shihilchik Shibudei, Aval Gav Shihilchik Shibudei, Vishimei Nichlas Tachas Ruvei, Bichol Tzchu Shehoyo Levisadei So, Uchshehoyo Biyad Ruvin in Mocha Bein Niz Baal Chayiv gave him Ziboyes, Ho Adin Shimei Nami. So in other words, so that is the Roposhe, goes without saying, that if the Malve, if the Likei Achrishin, retained in his possession Idias and Tziporias, and he only disposed of the Beinoness to Levi, to Melchi Hasheni, so then the Baal Chayv can be gave from Shimon, but only the Tziporias. The Idias he cannot be gave. So in case where the Shimon, the Melchi Hasheni, has Idias and Tziporias, so then the Baal Chayv can only collect from the Tziporias, not from the Idias. That is the approach. But as he sofik, mutzor l'dagdeik imocha beinus veziboyes v'shir idias v'yachimen imotzegov idias. So then he comes to the conclusion. Kimashe pirsha Rashi also gave him shimen ziboyes. He can remember b'diis the shimen idias veziboyes. Avu l'ishtaya gabei elu idias gobemenei kim dehirchik shibudei oydilam haytam yirchik shibudei elu niyapikei avochei. Then he comes to the conclusion that in the case where the keiach rishin disposed of the beinus and the ziboyes and sold it to Levi and he retained only the idias, so then the Baal Chayv can collect even the idias. But if the Lekeach Rishon has Idias and Tziporias, then he says, so it's Mucha from Rashi, and it's a double Poshut, that it's Mucha from Rashi here in Bavakame, and he considers it a double Poshut, that the Baal Chayv cannot demand the Idias from Shimon on the basis of Hilchek Shibudi, because Hilchek Shibudi doesn't go so far. But in the case where he has only Idias left, then the Hilchek Shibudi goes so far that to give the Baal Chayv the right to collect on the basis of Hilchek Shibudi, to collect even from the Idias. But if the Lekeach Rishon has Idias and Tziporias, then he can only collect the Tziporias, but he cannot collect the Idias. He cannot collect the Idias. So, and that's Rashi Shite, because he's Midayik from Rashi Shite of Rotzo Mishimen gave him his Tziporias. So he emphasizes, Dafke Tziporias, Idias not. Why Idias not? Because since he has Tziporias also, so Mele, he cannot demand Idias. He has to take the Tziporias. But in the case where Shimon doesn't have Tziporias, he has just Idias. And Tziporias he doesn't have, then because of Hilchek Shibudi, he can collect even from the Idias. But if he has Idias and Tziporias, then the Baal Chayv cannot collect the Idias from the Lekeach Rishon. This is what, one second, this is what Rashi says here in Borokan. Masheinke, the Pashtas Haloshin of Rashi in Ksuves is Mashma, that Rashi in Ksuves goes much farther than the Rosh. Much farther than the Rosh. So, with Rashi in Ksuves is Mashma. He says, so Rotzo Mize gave it. Rotzo Hilkach Rotzo Likvis Mishimen Ilyes is gave it. דומה לי עדו לקחת כל הסודי שנכנס לו תחס רובי להשתבת לחייבי בכל זמן שאמצו משל רובי נעצו לך כלום לא יתריח אסלאבי. So he says that he can even collect idiots. So isn't there a stira between the Rashi in Borkame, the way the Rosh understand it, and it's mashma from Rashi that way, and the Rashi in Ksuves. So the Yamsha Shleim apparently didn't have that gears. All right. But we have the deal in Rashi in Ksuves, so there is an outright stira. So there is a very simple teretz that Rashi here, when he says Hilkach Rotzo Likveis Mishimen Idias is gave, so he has reference to the case where Ruvein was Mecher Kol Sodeis of Lishimen V'chozar Shimen. So he has reference, because when Rabbi says Ruvein Shemocha Kol Sodeis of Lishimen V'chozar Shimen U'mochasod Achas Leivi. So Rabbi can have reference to two kinds of situations. Ruvein Shemocha Kol Sodeis of Lishimen. So ordinarily, when he say Kol Sodeis of, it means Idias Beinus Veziboyes. But suppose Ruvein did not have Tziporias altogether. He just had Idias and Beinus. That what he said is Tziporias he didn't have. Tziporias he didn't have. So Ruvein Shemocha Kol Sodeis of Lishimen. So he had, let's say Mishalim or Mishalim. So he said Ruvein just had Idias and Beinus. Mishalim or Mishalim. So, and Rubin had idiots and bayonets, and Mohak also days of Lishimen. Mohak also days of Lishimen. And because Ashimen Mohasod Achas Levi the bayonets. And the idiots he retained. So Shimen only has idiots, and Levi has bayonets. And has bayonets. So in such a case, so Rashi, when Rashi says, Hilkachotso, Ligris, Mishimen, Idias, Geve. So Rashi is referring to the case where Shimen has just Idias. He doesn't have Ziboyas. But it says, Kotso Days of Mishimen. So it means he only had Idias and Bayonets. Ziboyas, Rubei never had. So Memele, in such a case, so that's what the Rosh says in Rashi Murakami. So there is no stire. There is no stire between the Rashi Murakami and the Rashi Ksuves. Because the Rashi Murakami who says, the Rashi Murakami who says, Rashi Murakami who says, Rotom Shimon gave him his boys, thus emphasizing that it is not. So Rashi here in Murakami has reference to the case where Shimon has idiots and ziboyas. Some Meile is also Shimon giving ziboyas. He cannot say, I'll collect from you, I don't want to bother to go to the second Lekeach, because he can tell him, alright, you can collect from me ziboyas. So then from the idiots he cannot collect, but only from the ziboyas. So Rashi Murakami has reference to the case where Shimon has idiots and ziboyas. Then he cannot collect from the idiots. Rashi Ksuves has reference to the case where Shimon has only idiots. Then he can collect even from the idiots. But so you ask, but it's the same memory of Rove. It's the same memory of Rove. So how is it that Rashi Ksuves discusses the case where Shimon has only idiots left? And Rashi Murakamidis in connection with the same memory of Rome, so discusses the case where he has idiots and ziboyas. The answer is the Russian of Rome is Ruben Shemrochat calls of these fishermen. So Memele, Rome's memory has reference to both situations. To both situations. Ruben Shemrochat calls of these fishermen. Let's say that Ruben had an idiot's baininess with Ziboyas, and then he sold all his odds, as Rove says, to Shimon, and then Shimon sold the baininess. So Mimela he retained the idiots and the Ziboyas. That's one situation. And the other situation, if Ruben originally only had an idiot's and baininess, and he sold culture days of the idiots and the baininess to Shimon, and then Shimon sold the baininess to Levi, so he retained just the idiots. So in other words, because he says, Rubin Shemohak also days of Shimon. So it all depends what were the sodis of Rubin. If whether he had three sodis, idiots, bayonets, ziboyas, or he just had idiots and bayonets. What is it? Yes.
And is that why when Rashi goes on to say Ratzah Mizeh, he points out two different sodis, ziboyas and bayonets?
Yeah, okay. So Mimele, there is no stira between the Rashi. But Rashi, in other words, Rove's memory has reference to both situations. But when Rashi in Murakami says, Rotzo Mishimen gave him his boyas, he discusses the case where Ruben had three sodis. And then he sold all the three sodis to Shimon. And then Shimon sold the baininess to him. And Rashi in Ksuves so discusses the case where Ruben just had an idiot and the baininess, the boyas he didn't have, and the shalei lo mishami. So Mimele, you'll see in Shiluch Betzes in Murakami that Rove's memory goes according to Mandoma, the shalei lo mishami. Anyway, so Mimele, if Ruben had idiots and baininess, and then he sold both sodeis to Shimon, and then Shimon sold the baininess to Levi, and then he retained the possession of the idiots. So in such a case, because of Hakta Shibudi, so Rashi Shite is like the Rosh, that he can collect even from the idiots. Mimele, it will not be in conflict with what we said on Rashi Shite, you see. Again, the first Rashi here in Ksuves. Rashi says, Kol Sodeiso, Balchim Shlavim Chidu Yelis, and then give from Mam Yerush. Kol Tzedeis of, no, it's that the Balchim has nothing to do with it. Kol Tzedeis of Bishtarechot, the Bishnei Shtores and Yemim Leiv, Elohim came Lokach Mishim and Eise Shalokach Merubim Ba'acheino. The Motzo Amali in Yachloch Shimei Mokim Ligil Simenu Kishlok Hazu, Vein Zub Shibuyach, Dein Ifroim Chosim Shibodim Mokim Shif Chosim Necheil. So what's a Mizegeve, what's a Mizegeve? So Rashi says Bishtarechot. Because it's Bishnei Shtores, so then Rabbi wouldn't say, Rotsam is a Geve, Rotsam is a Geve. He wouldn't be able to be Geve, Milevi, if it's Bishnei Shtores. Elim ki lokach mishimen, Eisei, shalokach merubin ba'acheino. In other words, only if Levi bought from Shimen, the sort of bitterness. Of course, Ruben is dealing with the case where Levi bought the sort of bitterness. The person bringing from Shimon only if that was Bacheno, if it was Shnei Shtores. Because if some other Sodi, if the Sodi Idias will be Bacheno, and Shimon will sell the Beinanes, and Shimon will sell the Beinanes to Levi, so then Rabbi wouldn't say, Rotsam is a Gehive, Rotsam is a Gehive. Because Levi will be able to tell the Bacheno, you cannot collect the Beinanes from me. After all, Ruvain has the Idias, and the Idias is Nechosim Necherim, because that was sold by Ruvain to Shimon last. So Memele, the Motzomel and Yashim Mokalik Zemenu. So this is what Rashi says. So the Rabbi, that's probably, the Shani mentioned that cheat in the name of the Ri, that's the Rabbi. So the Ri is Chelikan Rashi, and the Ri says no. That's the Ri. The Motze Shimon Lemeim Alei. My time Omer Rabbonon and Yifroim Chosim Shibodim. The Mokim Shiyesh Rosh Necherim. Vafilo in Ziburiyes Mishim Takone Dokei Achishin. Ano Bach Takam Telo in Ichali. Ki the Rove Fere Kamen Vel Kame. Hil Kach Motze Lefoi Vishnei Shtoretz. Uvi Eisei. So the Ri is Chelikan Rashi. So the question arises against the Ri. How can it be Chelikan Rashi? It's Gimorah Mifureshes like Rashi that he cannot say. He cannot say Yevshim Dakonis Chachomim. That's the Gemara Mefureshes in Murakam and Afreso Mebeis. Mo Chalikei Abeinis Vizibuyes Vishir Yidias Lefono. And that's the Yidias is Mo Chabacheino. So Ruben sold to Shimon the Yidias less. So Lei Sekule Vilikve Mi Yidias Do Acheinu Ubeinis Vizibuyes Les Neu Gabei Di Motzel Mei Malay Gvum Ubeinis Vizibuyes. So the Likei Achishin cannot be Matche them to the Likei Achsheini and say, You are entitled to collect from the Beinis, go to my Likeach, to Likeach Sheni. Because, so he cannot do that. Why not? Because he why can't he? Anybody Gemara says he can't. So the Miri, the Rabbi Miri has the Kashi, why can't he say, Yevshi B'dakonis Chachomim? Yevshi B'dakonis Chachomim? After all, it's a special takone that in Ephraim Chosim Shibon Mokim Shiyosh Nechosim Necherim, and here the Nechosim Necherim happened to be the Idias, because the Idias were sold by Ruben to Shimon last, but he should say Yevshim Akonis Chachomim, so he should be restored to his original rights. And what are his rights? Beinanes. Who has the Beinanes? The Likeach Sheni. So since the Likeach Sheni has the Beinanes, so why can the Balchev collect from the Idias that is in possession of the Keachishin? So the Rav Amiri gives the Teretz that he cannot. That's the first Teretz that Rav Amiri gives. Because one cannot say Yevshim Dakonis Chachomim. The Keachishin cannot say Yevshim Dakonis Chachomim. If the Afkoy of Dakonis Chachomim, if the waiver of the Dakonis Chachomim would be at the expense of the Keachishin. So the question is, so how can the Ri be Chelik al Rashi? So he said, oh, all right. The Gemara says here in so many words that he cannot say Yevshim Dakonis Chachomim. So the Ri is a Kashi. Why can't he say Yevshim Dakonis Chachomim? So there are two terutzim. One teretz, the first teretz by the Ri is when it's Chavlachim, he cannot say Yevshim Dakonis Chachomim. But then there is a second teretz. The reason is the why he cannot say Yevshim Dakonis Chachomim is because in this case of Mochaliki Abinin Ziboyes, Vishir Yidias Lifonov, so what does the Likei Achishin have in his possession? Just the Idias. If he were to say, Yevshim Dakonis Chachomim, what would it mean? Would he be willing? Would he make an offer to give up something? Nothing. He'll say, I can't give up anything. you go to my Likaya, and I'm not going to give you a thing. So a person does not have the schus to say Yevshidakolis Chachomim if he doesn't give up anything. So she gives up something because she gives up the right to demand support from the husband. So I don't have to forward my earnings to my husband. So she gives up the right of support. Here in this case, since he doesn't make an offer to pay in any form, so just to say without giving up anything, so he cannot do. So that's in this Gemara where the Likeach Rishon is not ready to pay in any form, then he cannot say Yevshid HaKoles Chachomim. Mashein ken, in the case where the Likeach Rishon would keep the Idyes and the Ziboyes, and the Beinoness is the only Sodeh that he sold to the Likeach Sheni, then according to the Ri, so he could say Yevshid HaKoles Chachomim, and he could say Yevshid HaKoles Chachomim if the Baal Chayim will try to collect from the Idyes, because the Idyes is sold by Chayim, so that's the Chosim Nechayim, so he could say to the Baal Chayim Yevshid HaKoles Chachomim, I am ready to do my responsibility to pay. I have Ziboyes too, so I don't want to pay you with Idyes, even though the Idyes is Mechosim Nechayim, because that was sold to me by Achreino, by Ruvein. But Yevshid HaKoles Chachomim, and I'm giving up something. I'm ready to give up the Ziboyes. I'm ready to give up the Ziboyes. So it's true that the Baal Chayim hears Ziboyes, he prefers to go to the Likeach Sheni. Oh, that's the Baal Chayim's business. But suppose the Baal Chayim will say, all right, you don't want to give me Idyes, but I want Ziboyes, then he'll have to give him Ziboyes. So in such a case where the Likeach Rishon makes an offer to pay, he can say Yevshid HaKoles Chachomim, but in the case of Likeach Rishon is not in a position to make an offer to pay with Ziboyes. Suppose he only has Idyes, and the Beinoness and the Ziboyes, that's the case in the Gemara and Baba Kama, both the Beinoness and Ziboyes were sold to the Likeach Sheni, so then he cannot say Yevshid HaKoles Chachomim. So in other words, so the machlek is the way we said, the machlek is between the Ri and Rashi, is in regard to the case where the Likeach Rishon, retained Idyes and Ziboyes. Likeach Rishon retained Idyes and Ziboyes. He retained Idyes and Ziboyes. And then the Beinoness he sold to the Likeach Sheni. The Beinoness he sold to Likeach Sheni. So then Rashi says that in such a case, and Idyes he was sold by Achreino. So according to Rashi, in such a case, so we cannot say Rotzom Mizeh gave. He cannot say. Why? Because in Ifroim Mechosim Shebodim, Bimokim Sheish Nechosim Nechayrim. What are the Mechosim Nechayrim? The Idyes. What are the Mechosim Nechayrim? Are the Idyes. And the Likeach Rishon has Idyes and Ziboyes. So even though the Likeach Rishon is in a position to make an offer to pay with the Ziboyes, so still Rashi says, Rashi Shite is, no, he cannot say Yevshid HaKoles Chachomim, because as a result of his saying Yevshid HaKoles Chachomim, so what will be? The Baal Chayim prefers to collect from the Beinoness rather than from the Ziboyes. True, he'll make him an offer, but we know what will be the result. He is making an offer to pay with the Ziboyes, but the Baal Chayim, he prefers to get something better. So he is going to collect from Levi, from the Likeach Sheni. So it will be at the expense of Levi. So Mimele, he cannot say, according to Rashi, like the first tenets of the Miri, he cannot say, Yevshi Bitakones Chachomim. Yevshi Bitakones Chachomim. And the Ri, in this case, is Chelika Rashi. Mashe'enkin in the case, where the Likeach Rishon has only Idyes, so then the Ri will also have to agree with Rashi that he cannot say Yevshid HaKoles Chachomim, because then it's a Gemara Mefureshes in Mulakam and Afres. So, in other words, so then you can ask, so there is a stira. So then there is a stira between the first Rashi and the second Rashi in Ksuvas Daf Tzadik Beis. Because we first mentioned this stira between Rashi and Bovakame and the Rashi in Ksuvas. Rashi and Bovakame emphasize this as the Rosh explains it. So they emphasize Rotzo Mishimen gave him his Ebuyes. Thus implying, so only in the case that he can only collect from Zibuyas, but from Midas not. Rashi Ksuvas, the second Rashi Ksuvas at the bottom here. So he says, Rotzo Mishimen gave he can collect from the Idias. So there is a stira between the Rashi Bovakame and the Rashi Ksuvas. So what is the answer?
Because what is memory has reference to both situations. But Rashi is explaining that situation
happen.